Today's 1 to 3 inches of snow will mean most of us will be working our sidewalks and driveways with shovels again today. That's the front yard. But in backyards, people will be out with brooms on this long holiday weekend Monday, cleaning the snow off their homemade ice skating rinks. As WBUR's Monica Brady-Myrov reports, there's a growing number of rinks popping up in yards across the Boston area, and Monica takes us to one this morning, one family's personal ice in Newton.
Hidden from view behind a brown house on a cul-de-sac in Newton is a rink of dreams. Robert and Emily Norton built it for their three boys, and the neighborhood comes.
Really, the whole street uses our rink whenever they want. We encourage them to. It's just really fun waking up on a Saturday morning, looking out the window, and, oh, there's our street out on the rink. Let's go join them. You know, it's really, really fun.
I live down there at the blue house, the end of the street.
8-year-old Lily Russo is one of the 12 kids on the rink on this day.
I really like coming down here. It's really fun. It's a good place to skate.
The rink is a lot of work, says Emily Norton, an environmental consultant. But it's her husband's baby, outside of his work as a trial lawyer.
The rink is the first thing he checks when he gets up in the morning. This is not dissing him in any way
at all.
It's not, I'm just saying, it's the last thing he checks before he goes to sleep.
He's not the only one obsessed with his backyard rink. All you have to do is log on to the listserv for backyard rinks to hear people in Acton, Norfolk, and East Walpole wax on about how to fix cracks in the ice or repair it after it rains. It's a quickly growing trend, according to businesses that supply the materials to build your own. Robert Norton says he does it to give his kids what he had growing up in Rhode Island.
Where I grew up, there were lots of ponds that was in walkable distance, even as a kid, you know, across the street, at the end of the street. You got to find a way to be outside when it's so cold, you know. Otherwise, the winter will drive you crazy.
The way they made their rink is they bought a professional ice rink liner for their 1,500-square-foot space. They laid it over a patch of grass, ringed it with 2x4 boards, and pumped more than 5,000 gallons of water to fill it. They added halogen lights for night skating. It cost them less than $1,000. Some people build a Zamboni out of PVC pipe and a bath towel to resurface the ice and call it their homeboni.
All the shavings, basically, is what we're going to get off the ice now. Make the ice nice and smooth again.
But the Nortons keep the ice clear by dragging a 4-inch blade over it and asking friends like Dom Leal to shovel.
You can go to a rink and skate around, but you can't go anywhere and play hockey. So this is a great option for us. And the kids seem to like it better than just going skating.
The Nortons say this is now a neighborhood winter tradition. Robert is already thinking about the other extras he'll add.
And so next year, it's all about the accoutrements, right? We're going to find the fire pit. I'd love to find an old Army-Navy tent and cut the front off and just have a place for the parents to hang out. Because it does get cold when you're not moving.
At that, Robert Norton jumps back on the ice with his hockey stick for one more pickup game before the warm temperatures turn his rink of dreams to slush.
Jack, Matthew, Patrick, Coco.
For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.